you're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. It's time for our movie review with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey. Good to have you here.
Hello, Shalane.
This week, you are reviewing the much anticipated and talked about James Bond film, No Time to Die. Critics and audiences alike, for the most part, are responding well to this film. Let's hear your review.
Since No Time to Die is the 26th James Bond film released, it's probably not a wise idea expecting this film to reinvent the wheel of the action subgenre from the characters created in Ian Fleming's novels. Viewers know this wheel, and they can happily identify the spokes comprising the wheel. Some of the more obvious spokes of the James Bond films are beautifully seductive women, shown here with actress Ana de Armas, futuristic technology with cars and jets, Bond visiting exotic locations, and an engagingly psychopathic villain. All of the expected spokes are here, and everything mixes together well for a controlled, well-paced adventure, exploring themes of loss and old traditions, meeting new surprises. Some people may remember No Time to Die is the fifth and final film with Daniel Craig as James Bond, so the theme of loss is important here. Of course, the biggest spoke in this film is large-scale action scenes. But what makes this film great is that it isn't overly devoted to fights, car chases, and explosions, which allows more time for the characters to develop and real-life situations to take root. The sustained balance between emotional and physical drama also allows the action scenes to shine, with great intensity shown best in a misty Norwegian forest and on the streets of an Italian coastal paradise. Another element supporting the realism is this film is not afraid to let Daniel Craig show his natural age. At 53 years old and still handsome, he wears very little makeup and is consciously less graceful than in the past when escaping danger and defeating bad guys. With a villain weaponizing nanotechnology, poisonous plants, and manufactured disease, No Time to Die offers insightful social commentary on the dangers of virality when it's grown in the wrong hands.
Well, Casey, No Time to Die grossed $56 million domestically in its opening weekend. Is it staying strong in the box office?
Yes, and let's hope it continues to do so as the weather gets colder.
And this, as you mentioned, is Daniel Craig's final performance as Bond. Do you like his performance, and do you have a favorite 007?
I think everyone's favorite has got to be Sean Connery, the original James Bond, but I have loved Daniel Craig in the role. I think he's done a wonderful job. This might not be his best James Bond movie. That's probably Skyfall, but it's still a good one.
Well, Casey, tell us what's ahead for this series.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that is an open-ended question that has so many different possibilities, especially after watching some possibilities take root in this movie that we might see fully blossom in the future.
Well, tell us what we can look forward to seeing in theaters this weekend.
The Last Duel, directed by Ridley Scott.
Okay, thanks for being here, Casey. We'll see you here next week.
Of course.